This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, there are so many good deeds in Ramadan that we do. So many opportunities for us to grow our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the people around us. And there is no doubt that the main focus of Ramadan, of Siyam, of fasting, is your heart. It is not about your body, it's about your soul, it's about your spirituality, it's about your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about how much that you have turned this heart that exposed to so many distractions during the year, so many things that it is like the Prophet ﷺ put it, like a poisoning your soul and your heart on a daily basis, to the extent he said, تَحْتَرِقُونَ تَحْتَرِقُونَ, you are burned from inside. Then when you start praying, when you start doing the good deeds, you purify yourself. And one of the things that I would like to point out today, that among the people of Jannah, a person who Allah have given him a merciful, kind heart, it is this heart that was the reason for this person to be among the inheritors of Jannah. It's not the amount of fasting and prayers, which is important, but also something so unique about this person, which is, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, أهل الجنة ثلاثة. The people of paradise are three kinds. ذو سلطان مقصط متصدق موفق. A person of authority, is a rulers or managers or a CEO, a person of authority. And that person is generous, that person is wise, and that person is muqsit, fair and just. If that's three quality in that person, of leader, that among the people of Jannah. And the second person, وَرَجُلٌ رَقِيقُ الْقَلْبِ يَا سَلَامُ وَرَجُلٌ رَقِيقُ الْقَلْبِ لِكُلِّ ذِي قُرْبَى وَمُسْلِمُ. Someone who his heart is so soft, full of mercy towards relatives and towards any Muslims. It doesn't matter if they are close to him or not, they're related to him or not. They always have that soft spot for them. And that's a quality that is so beautiful. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, that you have that, you feel what other people's going through. That, you know, to have that empathy, you know, to have that connection with others, that you suffer for other people's suffering, or you feel the suffering of others. You relate to it. You don't just see it and you just walk away. You don't see it and you just flip the channel. You know, your heart moved by that. When you need, when you know that there is people need your help and you can help, you didn't just walk and give them the cold shoulder. That's not the quality of Ahl al-Jannah. And the third one, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَعَفِيفٌ مُتَعَفِّفٍ ذُو عِيَالٍ. A person who's poor, have big family, yet he will not ask people for money. He will not beg and beg or ask people for money. This hadith reported by Muslim. Also, Muslim reported another hadith that the Nabi ﷺ said, there is people will enter Jannah, not because they fasted a lot or they prayed a lot. قَالَ لَيْسَ عَنْ كَثِيرِ صَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَلَكِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ كَالطَّيْرِ بَيْضَاءِ. It's like the white pigeon. If you see the white pigeon, how clear white it is? It's clear. So he said, their heart is so clear from inside. There's no darkness in it. They don't have envy and hate and you know, this harshness in it. They always want good for others, love to see people happy. You know, this is all, this quality make the person always good to others. You remember when the Prophet ﷺ said, who's among you today fasting? Abu Bakr said, me. Then he said, who among you have followed a funeral? Somebody died and you followed his janazah. Abu Bakr said, me. Then he said, and who among you today have visited a sick person? Abu Bakr said, what? Me. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally said, and who have given sadaqah today, donated something today? He said, me. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ مَجْتَمَعْنَا فِي مُسْلِمِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not be in all these deeds done in one day by someone unless this person among the people of Jannah. Look, out of four things, three of them is about others. It's about being kind to others, doing something good to others, out of the four. يقول علي بن أبي طالب والذي وسع سمعه الأصوات ما من أحد أودع قلبا سرورا إلا خلق الله له من ذلك السرور لطفا إذا نزلت به نائبة جرى إليها كالماء في انحداره حتى تطردها عنه كما تطارد غريبة الإبل. علي رضي الله عنه said, anytime you make someone happy, that happiness inside that person's heart, Allah will reward you for it with a reward that will come as a form of relief to you when you need it the most, when you are in trouble. And also Ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullah, once a man complained to him about a certain type of disease in his knees and his legs. And he said, I visited every doctor, I've been chasing every doctor and looking for, there's like something comes basically like a bleeding. And Ibn al-Mubarak said, he's not a doctor. Ibn al-Mubarak said, you did all the medicine that known that time, no solution. قَالَ اذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ أَرْضٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا مَاءٍ واحفر فيها بئرا لأهلها لعل الله بإخراجك لهذا الماء يوقف ما يخرج منك من الماء. He said, go to a land where there is no water, people need water, help to dig a well. And maybe by bringing that water to people, to drink from it, and to maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will stop that, bus and things that coming out of your knees and your thigh, the lower part of your thigh. He said, I did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured in a matter of months. And that goes with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dawu mardakum bis-sadaqa. The Prophet ﷺ said, heal your sick one through charity. Through charity. Yes, there is a story reported in the books of hadith about Ibn Jad'an. He came out and he saw one of his she camel filled with milk. يَكَادُ الْحَلِيبِ يَتَفَجَّرْ مِنْهَا. So much milk in it. That's a very good camel. He said, this is the best camel I have. And Allah says, you will not reach righteousness unless you give from what you love the most. He gave it to his neighbor who is a poor. He went to the desert and he fell in a sinkhole. في دحل من دحول الصحراء. He was there for 3 days. Nobody rescued him. He couldn't get out. And he said, in the first three days, I've been receiving this beautiful amount of cold water, like, I don't know where it's coming from, but I see this water every day go there, and I thought maybe in the night some water comes. I don't know where it's coming. It's so sweet and nice and not that, so it's not salty. So I keep drinking it, and that's how I survived for 3 days. And the fourth day or so, nothing, he didn't find any water. In the fourth day, he was rescued. So when he go back to his family, and he said he saw the she-camel back in his barn. His children, after he was missing, at that time, if you lost in the desert, there's no way you're coming back. So they thought he's like gone. What they did, they went to the poor person. They said, hey, you have two choices. We're going to give you a camel, and we take our she-camel, because there is more benefits in it. Or we're going to take it, or you get nothing. So they took the she-camel back. He said, when did you do that? And he found out they do that the day the water stopped coming to him in his sinkhole. Yes, good deeds and sadaqah and being merciful to others is something that so dear and so beneficial to you. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Those who have no mercy, there is no mercy for them. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, be merciful to the people of earth, so the one in the heavens will be merciful to you. ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Abu Nu'aym reported, خاب عبد وخسر لم يجعل الله تعالى في قلبه رحمة للبشر. A loser, and a distant person who have no mercy in his heart towards other humans. Subhanallah, الرحمة, that mercy in your heart, is that mercy? Is what led a woman who is a prostitute, who do something so evil, so bad, so wrong, morally, and we all know that. But with all this, she had a mercy in her heart towards what? A dog. That she risked herself to go and get some water for them because of that mercy that she had in her heart towards that animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter her Jannah. But look, with this mercy taken away, what happened? Another woman, the Prophet ﷺ told us, that he saw her in hellfire, suffering in hellfire. Why? Because she had a cat, and she had no mercy towards the cat. She locked the cat up, didn't feed the cat, didn't let the cat out to eat on her own, until it could die. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, I saw this woman in hellfire, and the cat scratching her face and her chest in hellfire, because that mercy is taken out. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people Allah will not talk to them in the day of judgment, will not even look at them, will not purify them, and will not honor them, and they will be punished a severe punishment. Who are they? Among them, somebody have no mercy in his heart. He had water, like a well or an oasis, and he camped next to it. And whenever someone comes to drink, he said, that's my water. That's my well. That's what I found here. I came here first, and he will not let them drink, even though they are traveler in the desert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment would say, this person, he said, أَمْنَعُكَ الْيَوْمَ فَضْلِي كَمَا مَنَعْتَ فَضْلَ مَا لَمْ تَعْمَلْ يَدُكَ. Today you will not take from me any grace, any mercy, as you have not shown mercy to the people for something that you have nothing to do. Yani you didn't even make that water. You found it. I'm the one who provided the water to people. And you can make the analogy in so many things that you hold back and you don't share and you don't give and you don't be nice to others. You know, يقول يعني, and that's something that I hope that we work on it, that we make sure that we have that connection with people, empathy, and we work on the mercy in our heart and to fill it with mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have mercy in their hearts to others. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أعظم الناس مواساة للناس. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was so incredible when it comes to connecting with others, have feelings about others, have support others, be there for others when they need help, even with words. It's amazing how he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how that kind heart that he had, and his companions like that. So the more you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam footsteps, the more you find yourself always there when a need is asked from you. يقول مجاهد, I was with Abdullah ibn Umar, the greatest companions. I was with him to serve him, but actually I found him, he's serving us. Uthman, the Khalifa, the president, he will wake up in the night to pray, and he'll start preparing the water, warming the water, and stuff like that. Okay? طيب. So they told him, يعني, let the servants do that for you. It's a lot of work to bring the wood from outside, basically put it on fire, then you put the pot. It's work. Then they told Uthman, let the servants. قَالَ لَا. No. These servants work so hard in the morning, and the night is their time to rest. I'm not going to do that. See how nice that they are. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, how merciful they are. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was sitting, and it was very hot. So he has two servants or slave girl. They were like having like a fan. يروحون عن. So it was very hot. They fall asleep. They woke up and they found Umar Abdul Aziz actually doing like, you know, doing the fan for them to cool them down. They got scared. He said, No. قال إنما أنتم بشر من البشر. You're like me. You're like a human. I saw you like so tired and like, you know, heated. So I want to bring cool breeze to you. These are our heart that's full of mercy, no arrogance in it. You know, I will end with this. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that في حديث ابن عمر, أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس. The most beloved people to Allah, the most beneficial to others. أحب الأعمال إلى الله, the most beloved deeds to Allah, to make someone happy. Or to help a Muslims who are in trouble to get out of his trouble, or to pay their debt, or to, you know, provide food for them when they are hungry. And walking with my brothers to accomplish his affair, or like help him to accomplish his affair, whatever he needs, better than making i'tikaf in the masjid for yani a whole entire month. My brothers and sisters, I hope and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes us among those who have merciful heart and heart full of mercy and full conviction and towards helping and lending hands and being willing to do what is right and what is good always. And I will say this, especially to the young people who are listening to me today. Let's start with your siblings and to the elders. I found that so many times siblings are so mean to each other. Don't tell me you have a good heart just because you're nice to the people who are far away from you. If you really have a good heart, it would start with your own brother, with your own sisters, with your own family members. They are the one who you should, who deserve your love and mercy and support and kindness the most. Then it goes after that to relatives. Then it goes to community members. I don't know how can people so taking away that mercy out of their hearts that they're willing to hurt each other, harm each other's. You know what's so harmful? When not only you physically just hit someone or assault someone, but when you corrupt them too, expose them to drugs, to smoking, expose them to bad habits, it's no mercy to hook them up and stuff like that so you can make a quick buck. It's no mercy when you cheat and you sell things which is not right just because you want to make a quick profit. There's no heart, there's no heart, and there's no mercy in the heart. There's no connection, there's no brotherhood. So I hope this will bring this message, go far, and bring us as a community together, like what the Prophet said, kal jasad al wahid, like one body. مثل المؤمنين في إيش؟ في البزنس؟ لا. We are one body in what sense? Like in business? No. One body in what? He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, في توادهم وتراحمهم. When it comes to the love and mercy towards one another, that's where we are one body. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واكرم نزلنا وتقبل منا صالح اعمالنا. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم الطف باخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم اجعل دائره السوء على من ظلم واعتدى. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تفرج هم المهمومين في كل مكان وكرب المكروبين في كل مكان وأن تقضي الدين عن المدينين وأن تنزل رحمتك وبركتك وغناك على هذا المسجد وأن تنفق على ما أنفق عليه. اللهم أنفق على من أنفق عليه وأعطي من أعطاه وأكرم من أكرمه وتقبل كل من قام بعمل صالح فيه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وأسأله عز وجل أن يغفر لوالدينا وأن يرحم موتانا. I ask Allah to forgive our sins and the sins of our parents and to forbid us and them and our family, our spouses, children, family members to be touched and seen even by the hellfire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to bring love and mercy in our hearts, in our homes, towards others, and to make us among those who are beneficial to others. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring comfort to those who are suffering around the world and victory to those who have been abused around the world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to put His blessings, His mercy, His generosity, His reward in this masjid and the people who attend this masjid. And I ask Allah to give those who give to the masjid. I ask Allah to bless those who are blessing us by their presence in the masjid and praying with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor those who honor the masjid and to bless our community and to guide and to aid those who lead any affair in our community. Allahumma ameen. Wa qumu lis salati yarhamkum wa rahmukum Allah wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi.